Saga Egmont presents A Seaside Escape by Lisa Hobman. Read by Colleen Prendergast. For Rich, my love, my best friend, and my handsome, bearded muse. Chapter 1. January 2015.
You cannot be serious, Mallory Westerman recoiled. She didn't make a habit of quoting 1980s sports stars, so imagine her surprise as she heard John McEnroe's words fall from her own lips. Thankfully, her fiancé, whilst obviously bemused at her reaction, didn't appear to notice the similarities between her and the wiry-haired tennis supremo. He was far too busy stroking the printout on the table in front of him, as if ironing out the creases would make his proposal more viable.
But, honey, imagine the life we could have there right now, he pleaded. The open spaces, the fresh air, the midgy bites, the lack of internet connection, no other civilization for miles, she rudely interrupted, immediately feeling a twinge of guilt when Sam's eyes took on the appearance of a scolded puppy dog. She slid her arms around his neck, caressing the sides of his beautiful face.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Don't get me wrong. I love the place, but I just don't see me, well, either of us really, taking to a permanent life out in the middle of nowhere at this point in our lives, surrounded by sheep and wearing wellies and tweeds.
Now you're being totally stereotypical and insulting to all things countryside, Mallory, Sam chastised in his Canadian drawl. And besides, I think you'd look great in wellies. Just wellies, that is. Nothing else.
He grabbed her playfully and squeezed her. His green eyes flashed with a mischievous Mallory had come to adore. She giggled and gazed up into his emerald green eyes, lovingly recalling the first time she had found herself utterly mesmerized by him. December 2012. Mallory had lived in Yorkshire all the 27 years of her life. After the death of her parents, she had moved in with her dad's sister, Aunt Sylvia, who didn't believe in holidays abroad, and so Yorkshire and its familiar landscape became her safe haven. After dropping out of her PR course at uni, Mallory endured a run of soulless jobs, with nothing ever really pushing her buttons. That was until her guardian passed away and left her a large sum of money, giving her the opportunity to do the one thing she truly wanted to do but thought would never be possible. Her little gift emporium, Le Petit Cadeau, had been the brainchild of her aunt many years before. It had occurred when Mallory had taken to making her own Christmas gifts, as unemployment had occurred on the brink of the festive season. At the will reading, Mallory had sobbed when the solicitor informed her that her aunt had left strict instructions that the inheritance was intended for her to get off her backside and do something fulfilling for once. She remembered almost laughing aloud at the point when the solicitor had uttered the quote directly as her aunt had written it. Even in death, feisty Sylvia knew how to draw a chuckle from her beloved niece. Now, years on from that fateful day, Le Petit Cadeau was thriving, and she was thankful for her aunt's insistence. It was a fairly quiet, early December Wednesday in Leeds, and the city centre was the usual bustling metropolis. However, the Victoria Quarter, where Mallory's shop was located, was being given a somewhat brief reprieve from the usual barrage of festive shoppers. Sitting in her usual place by the window, she huffed as she watched a swooning couple canoodling whilst browsing the display of lingerie in the boutique opposite. She slapped her hands on her thighs and turned to one of the stuffed bears on the shelf beside her.
Sod this for a game of soldiers, Mr. Fluffs. I think I need a break.
Obviously, the pensive-looking, handmade bear proffered no reply, yet she continued, Yep, I reckon there's a tall caramel macchiato with my name on it somewhere. Grabbing her oversized bag, she chalked back in 20 mins on her door sign, dropped the latch, and headed out into the sea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?